Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Betslip, Saturday the 6th of March, episode number 771. Got to do all the admin first. Apologies, though, some saying it didn't, the pod didn't appear on the Apple podcast app. Don't know, perhaps Tim Cook got the ump that I didn't do a pod Wednesday, Thursday. I did refresh the feed. It came up on my phone. I think I had to click all episodes, but it was on there. But hopefully by going in and refreshing the feed on the podcast host, that may resolve itself. You can always get to it via the website, obviously, but I will keep an eye on that and try and I'll get hold of Tim if it goes wrong. Right, the old breakfast. I knew it was going to cause. We love our breakfast, and I knew it wouldn't be, you know, plain sailing. And it's one of the, I hate having to do this, but as director, producer, narrator, owner, publisher, an all-round dictator of this podcast, I have to do these things. I don't think anybody disputed the winner. I think it was a very, very worthy winner. Fantastic breakfast. I did say I can't go through everybody, people getting the ump because I didn't mention their breakfast. I can't sit on a Friday morning listing every breakfast I've seen over the last weeks. Lots of good entries, and I just picked a few. Apologies if I didn't pick yours, flipping dearie me. But we've got to add the name Simon to the name list. Last year it was the Barry's. I hate to have to do it, but Simon's got to go on the list of numbskulls, in particularly breakfast numbskulls. Where do we start with them? Two yesterday. Two coming out of the woodwork, both called Simon. Simon Addy first. Let's start with you. So did the old podcast within a few minutes on the old Twitter. Hash browns, they're English breakfast. Hash browns, they're American, for fuck's sake. Yes, Simon. Yes, the name hash brown did come in Simon. But Simon, the old recency bias son. Hash browns descend from the rosti, the age of people frying up leftover potatoes. It's been going on hundreds of years, dating back to Switzerland, tortilla de papas in Spain, latkes in Jewish cookery. All predate the hash brown we know. The Americans renamed it hash brown, and yes, it's not English. But my dear Simon, the baked beans you aren't English, my old friend. The Native Americans invented the baked bean. And Heinz, which people eat here, they're not fucking English. Early 20th century, cans appeared in North America. The old fried egg dates back to Egyptian times. The sausage, thousands of year old, from Mesopotamia. Toast from Egyptian Roman times. The only thing that we actually fucking are responsible for is probably black pudding. None of it's English. It's what we do. We fucking take stuff and call it English. That's it. So you may well say hash browns, they're American, for fuck's sake, Simon. And I'll counter you with sausage, the fucking Mesopotamian fucking delicacy, you numbskull. Coming at me, we're giving it the fucking hash browns, they're American. None of it's fucking English. It's all thousands of years old. All our cookery comes from Roman, Egypt. Fucking hell. Fucking here we go. And then your mate jumps up, another Simon from Jockland, for fucking hell, all the places, piping up on an English breakfast from Jockland. Have you seen what they eat up there? Fucking deep fried Mars bars. And he's come on about the coffee. Coffee, it's got to be coffee for fuck's sake, or something similar. It has to be coffee. No, Simon from Jockland, not Simon Hash Brown Simon, Simon from Jockland. More Simon numbskulls than I know what to do with. Coffee. It's fucking tea, son. That is it. It's not coffee. Coffee is fuck all to do with breakfast. It's tea. There is a variety. English breakfast tea. It's named after the fucking dish, for Christ's sake. There's not English breakfast coffee because it doesn't exist. Most people in England didn't drink coffee 25, 30 years ago. What was it? Fucking freeze-dried Nescafe and a bit of Maxwell House. Or if you were rich, you were fawning over Anthony Head and Sharon Morn in Gold Blend adverts. Nobody'd heard of it. And then all of a sudden, Starbucks pops up like a cancer across the country. And people are fucking vanilla macchiato caramel latte-ing themselves to death. It's English breakfast tea with a breakfast end off. Fuck off with your coffee to the US. Take the other Simon Addy and his ash browns with you. Have pancakes smothered in heart attack for breakfast with your coffee. I hate to do it. I hate to do it, Simons. I'm sorry, but it's got to be done. Right, moving on. See, that's it. That's it. We sorted that. It's all been sorted. Everything's been filed as it should. Fucking this from there and this from there. Behave yourselves. Coffee. Fuck's sake. Right, moving on. Just become a load of big fat yanks, haven't we? Coffee and fucking obesity. Right, now we've got not. See, that's a bit of the bad admin. I had to get it out of the way. It's got to be done. I can't let it pass. Got to be done. Now we've got the good admin. Happy birthday, Kevin Chell. Kevin Chell, I believe, is 60 today. His daughter tells me. Many happy returns, Kevin. Kevin is a long-standing FTS member, and I'm not ashamed to say he is one of my favourites. Just an all-round good egg. Lovely guy to have a beer with, good family man, which I always like in people. The only bad thing about him is he's a Leicester fan. If you didn't support Leicester, you'd be almost perfect, Kevin. You'd be right up there in the old, you know, when you got those sort of charts, you'd be in the green little bar right at the top. You've got the red at the bottom, then the amber, like the Simons and Barrys have moved into the red. It sort of goes orangey amber. They're the people that are all right. And you're just below that in the yellowy bit before it goes green, because if green, you've the mutts nuts. But as a Leicester fan, son, we can't have you up there. But no, absolute cracking guy, Kevin. Really do like him genuinely. He went to Vegas a few years back. I don't know when it would have been, 2-3 years ago, for what I believe was his first time, and he had a heart attack out there, or a stroke, I don't know, some sort of ailment, I don't know what they get. But he had one of them. I mean, I imagine that must be really scary. You know, it's bad enough having that here, but having it happen when you're abroad, and all the things that go with that, you know, hospitalisation, having to get him home. So, yeah, that wasn't a great time. He had a bit of a tough time of it, I think. I don't think he probably hadn't recovered from Leicester winning the league. I think it was after Leicester won the league. That probably done it. But I do believe you're back and fit. Yeah, always good to see. Comes to Lingfield, always good fun. So, Kevin, have a cracking birthday, mate. I look forward to having a beer when this is all over, or in your case, I don't know, what is it these days? Probably a soda water. I'll bring your Spurs shirt with me, son. Now would be a good time. 60 would be a good time to come over, wouldn't it? Just spin them old foxes and join the old Spurs revolution, son. We could get you a nice shirt. I think you'd look good in that. I remember you flipping, turning up at that Christmas Zoom party, you Leicester fans taking over. Just get yourself a Spurs shirt and that's it. Let's get it done. No, happy birthday, Kevin. Have a lovely 60th, mate. You've got a fantastic family around you. I know it's obviously difficult having landmark birthdays in the period we're in, when you'd like to be doing other things, but have a cracking day today. Enjoy yourself with whatever you're doing as much as you can. I'm sure you'll make up for it when the floodgates open in May. Right, that's the admin out of the way. We've dealt with all the admin, dealt with all the issues that needed to be done. See, every day you don't get this elsewhere. You let things go for a couple of days and chaos reigns. See, I don't know. I'll be having to bring it back if you're going to keep on like this, flipping your nonsense that you're coming out with. Keep you all in check. Right, I've got a horse for you today. I'm going to start doing a few more horses at the weekend. I'm just sort of resuming my horse betting now. Had a nice winner in the Telegram group, didn't we? You're panicking, five horses yesterday, none of them won, and then the last one pops up at 8-1. See, a little panic. Oh, these are fucking shit. This is all shit. It's all crap. Right, we have got there's a big race at is it Newbury? I'm fucking useless, am I? Newbury, 150, Grand Sancy, Bryony Frostmount, 7.2. Like the look of this, I think this will go well today. So I am going to back this win and place. I think fresh from a bit of a break, I think this should go well, this horse. Just a matter of getting round, obviously, in these jumps races. Just need it to jump well. But Bryony is not scared to win. And, yeah, Grand Sancy in the 150 at Newbury. And then I've got some football for you. Let's have a look at that. Okay, so I have got... hold on a second, he says. Absolutely useless. Right, I've got some games for... over 2.5 goals over the weekend that you can drip through the first 10 minutes and trade. Stoke versus Wickham, 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then tomorrow, Crotone Torino at 2 o'clock, Köln Werder Bremen at 2:30, and Atletico Bilbao at 8 o'clock. All those I would drip through over 2.5, first 10 minutes as goal goes in. If any of them then get to 0-0 80 minutes onwards, I would just lay 0.5 goals as a recovery. Be surprised if any of those finish 0-0, but it does happen, of course. So that's four games for that. I then have got some 1.5 games as well. Again, just got to change the sheet. Hold on a second. 1.5 Tottenham Palace. So if that's 0-0, 20-25 minutes, probably won't. We'll probably be 8-0 up by then. But 20-25 minutes, Tottenham Palace back over 1.5 goals. Drip it through to half time. If a goal goes in, you know, if one goal goes in first half, I would tend to let that run. If not, you can trade on a goal, remove your liability, usual form, whatever you want to do. So that is Tottenham Palace tomorrow. And then what else have I got? Bear with me a second. He says, I've got another lot here. Just going to try and give you a little bit more at the weekends now. We're only doing the one. And of course, all this is at your very own peril. Hold on a second. Flipping useless. I've done the Atletico Bilbao game. Look at this, we're all over the park now. Absolutely all over the shop. Oh yeah, it was a first half goal tomorrow. No, Monday night this is, that's why I couldn't find it. Monday night, the West Ham Leeds game. A late first half goal. We'll revisit that. We'll do a pod on Monday. That's why I couldn't find that game. I knew there was one. It's a late first half goal at West Ham Leeds. But as I say, I'll cover that again on tomorrow. And also West Brom Newcastle, late first half goal, 30 minutes onwards, if 0-0, that's tomorrow at midday. 30 minutes onwards, if 0-0 in the first half, West Brom Newcastle, drip laying a first half goal. Okay, that's it. That's all we've done. We had to consume most of that time talking about putting people right about breakfast. That's it. The subject's closed. Claire was overwhelmingly the winner. As I said, I don't think anybody disagreed with that. I told you it's a contentious subject. This all started as a contentious subject of my son, that the English breakfast. We're proud of it, we all want to protect it, but half you don't even know what it fucking should be in it. Half you don't even understand it. Once again, FTS has to be the source of education. Got to shape up. Come on, people. Come on. Have a lovely weekend. Kevin, have a lovely birthday. Hope you all have a good Saturday punting. I'm not around tomorrow. I will if there's any golf tomorrow. I'll post it Twitter and Telegram. And I'll be back with you on Monday for a Mindset Monday. Have a great little Saturday.